Praise God, beloved.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
God bless you, beloved. God bless you. God bless you. This is Apostle William Foster calling here from Total Recovery Healing Ministries with Turning Leaf Broadcast Ministries. Today, I'm so glad to know that God has yet blessed us and kept us another time, another week to be in the land of the living. He has been so very good and so very gracious. We want to go on into the Word today and find what the Lord has to say, what we have to embrace, what the Lord is helping us to wrestle with, some things that we're going on with in our mind. And sometimes we discover that we have to do some things to wrestle to get to where we got to go with God. But God, only God knows. Ah, God, let's go to the Lord for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your power. We pray in the name of Christ Jesus that you send forth your anointing, God, to destroy the yoke. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for just blessing us on this day. Thank you for keeping us through the week, God. We pray that you've given us something sometime already today that will help motivate us and encourage us, God, and inspire us, God, to get to where we need to be in you. Father, we love you. We thank you. And we pray that you just continue to lift the burdens, oh, God, of doubt, fear, and distress of all kinds. We love you, Father. We honor you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks forever, Jehovah. Thank God and amen. Today, we want to be coming from the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk talks about what he had to do concerning trying to get close to God, trying to find out. The word Habakkuk means, the name Habakkuk means, he means to embrace and to wrestle against some type of the things that he was dealing with in his mind. Huh, a lot of times we don't have a cognitive understanding a lot of times of what God wants us to do. We don't have a pure understanding. We don't have a real clear understanding on what the Lord wants for us to do. And a lot of times we wrestle back and forth in our minds against the things that God tells us to do and how God explains some things for us to do. And it seems like sometimes we just don't get it. But we want to talk about how Habakkuk had, as most of us, a charge to keep, a mandate to meet, and a God to glorify. And we look at Habakkuk, the first chapter. We look at Habakkuk, the first chapter, where he begins to talk about how, oh, God, that there were the people, there were the Chaldeans, if you will, oh, God, that the Lord seemingly was blessing and was helping along the way while he was coming up in his time of coming up in his venue of living and trying to find out what it was that he wanted, God wanted him to do. Because a lot of times when we're going into the part or the place with Christ, we don't understand our purpose. We don't understand why we fully are designed. Let's look at Habakkuk first chapter, verses 1 through 5. He said, "The burden of which Habakkuk the prophet did see, O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear, even cry out unto the violence?" He said, "And thou wilt not say, why doest thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me." And he said, "Oh God, there are that rise up strife and contention." Then he said, "Therefore," verse 4, "the law is slack, and judgment do it never go forth. For the wicked do it compass about the righteous. Therefore, wrong judgment proceeded." Oh God, but then it somehow God stepped in and said, "Hold on, sir, you need to understand where I am." He said, "Behold," meaning look, pay attention to what I'm getting ready to show you and tell you. He said, verse 5, "Behold, ye among the heathen, and regard, and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days which ye will not believe, though it be told unto you." And that's how God do us a lot of times. We think that everything is supposed to be hunky-dory, peachy king, and glory, 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 hallelujah, all day long when we come over to righteousness and when we come over to the realness of God, the self-consciousness of God. And a lot of times we get caught up when we get, oh, God, self-conscious of sin, and a lot of times it seems like it has an adverse reaction for us. But when you're self-conscious of sin, as Adam and Eve began to be in the book, oh God, of Genesis, they became self-conscious of sin that they did when they ate up the fruit from the tree. Oh Jesus. And when you're self-conscious of sin, you're supposed to have a mindset to say, because I know that I'm trying to serve my God, I know that I'm trying to go forward, I know that I'm trying to live a life that's pleasing unto my God, then that means sin ain't nowhere to be found in my regimen. It's nowhere to be found in my walk. It's not in my repertoire. It's nowhere that you can find that walk of or that place of sin in me, because I am sin conscious of what God is able to do, oh God, through the repercussions of what I could cause concerning the sin conscious. Oh Jesus. So God said, I'm looking at you, Habakkuk, I got my eye on you. What you need to quit doing is stop complaining about what I told you that I'm going to do from the beginning. God had already told him, I'm not going to allow these men to rise up over you and allow these women to come in and be having all these babies and carrying on about with, oh God, all this welfare and all this old EBT stuff that's going on in the land. And I got other things that are planned for you, Jesus. He said, but if you could just hold your peace. See, you got to understand, Habakkuk was a prophet. And a lot of times, us as prophets, when God tells us something or shows us something, we don't quite understand it. And when we don't understand it, we get upset about things that we want people to understand for us. But we can't get upset at people because we don't understand our own vision that God gives us. Oh, God, that's why he said in Habakkuk the second chapter, let's go there. I'll read it for you myself. Habakkuk the second chapter, beginning at the very first verse, he said, I will stand up on my watch and set me up on the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. He knew that he was wrong for fussing and complaining that what God had already told him to do, that he wasn't instead praying and seeking God himself and doing, did I step on your toe? Well, let me stomp on all 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 of them. Watch what God say. A lot of times, we God be the showed us something or told us something, but he tells us in the process, like he told David, he said, wait on me and be of what good courage. Wait on me and I shall strengthen your heart. And a lot of times when God wants to strengthen us and do something for us and to us and through us, oh God, that it may be done for us again. Huh? He tells us we need to watch and stand and pray and stop complaining, murmuring, griping, and bickering about what it is that he's already explained is going to happen. See, God is so profound and so wonderful and pristine in his wisdom. He said, hold up, why are you tripping? Did I let you fall the last time? What make you think I would do anything different this time? I know the greater the trial, the greater the devil, the greater seeming like the defeat over you, but you got to understand, greater am I that is within you than he that is within the world. If you don't believe it, let's go back to Numbers. Let's go back to, oh God, Leviticus. Let's go back to Exodus. Let's go back to 2 Chronicles. Let's go back to 1 Chronicles. Let's go back to 1 Kings. Let's go back to 1 Samuel when he talked to Elijah and told Elijah, told his servant, he said, Lord, open his eyes. Go out there and show him when he go look this time that they that are with us are more than they that are against us. And God liked to deck the book of the stack against himself, Jesus, because he always know that he going to win. It's like playing checkers with yourself. No matter what time or what side of the table that you own, long as you playing by yourself, you still going to win. Ain't that something, Jesus? So that's what God was trying to get Habakkuk to understand. Man, if you're with me from the beginning, I'm going to be with you from the beginning. If you're with me to the end, I will be with you until the end. It's that you don't let the devil win. You got to go, oh God, positive on every negative that he tried to present to you. Look at what he said. Oh God, help me. Verse 2 of chapter 2. He said, and when the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end, oh God, it shall speak, and it shall not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It shall not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but what the just shall live by faith. Oh, God. He already told you in Paul, when Paul talked to him, he said, the just live by faith and not by sight. A lot of times when we're going about and we don't look at what, see, we take our eyes off what God has already told us. He said, in the end, you win. Good God, today. Jesus, sometimes you have to understand, you know, the world can't be like this. You know, I'm looking for my pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Well, I ain't looking for no pot of gold. I'm looking for the pot of God in the middle, in between, in, oh, God, in the meanwhile, and at the end of the, oh, God, the rainbow. Jesus, because you got to understand. Oh, God, anytime you talk about the pot of gold, you're talking about luck. I don't see luck nowhere in the Bible. Jesus, oh, God, if I had it my way, I say, yeah, Habakkuk probably would have been lucky if he would have did it this way, if he would have did it that way. But there's no way but the right way, and the right way is who? God's way. Thank you, Jesus. And a lot of times, you got to understand if God, or we have to understand, if God has given us a charge, thank you, Jesus, to learn how to praise him. I'm back to that part. To learn how to praise, to learn how to wait on him, to learn how to fast, to learn how to meditate on him both day and night, like Joshua said, like Jesus in the first chapter, then a lot of times we wouldn't get so weary in well-doing. Oh, but I understand in the weary in well-doing, Satan, like I said last week and week before last, Satan knows how to work on us in the, oh God, essence of time. But I remember what David said in Psalm the 16th chapter. He said, thou wilt show me the path of life. Jesus, oh God, he said, and in his presence is fullness of joy, and in his right hand are pleasures, what, evermore or forevermore? Either one is forever. If the ever is still on there. So therefore, because the ever is on there, God is saying, look ahead. Quit crying about what happened yesterday. Start praising me for what's going on right now so you can get to the next chapter. And it doesn't matter. Like Jesus told the disciples, oh, God, he said, don't, oh, God, if I told you earthly things and I'm trying to show you heavenly things, you still won't understand it. And if I showed you heavenly things and you're on the earthly turn, you still can't get it. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because the Spirit has not come unto you to reveal these things unto you. We don't have revelation unless God give it to us. And revelation is not activated unless something had to happen almost tragic or to an end of almost death. Thank you, God, or to an end of almost defeat. Thank you, Jesus. So God said, don't panic. Thank you, God. It's time for the praise. Don't pillage out on me. It's time for the praise. Don't fold out on me. It's time for praising me. I need to know what it is that you're thinking about concerning me. Thank you, God. I'm not concerned about what they're thinking about concerning you. I'm thinking about what I told you. So I'm concerned more so about what I told you to do. How are you handling your attitude concerning them, oh God, because what you don't understand, I told you even in my word, he said, if you do good unto your enemy, what's going to happen? If you feed the enemy, what's going to happen? If you clothe the enemy, what's going to happen? If you give them something to drink, what's going to happen? You he call the firework up on their head, my God. And what they don't understand is the more your enemy talk crazy to you and to and about you, God, he's listening. He's paying attention to what's going on in your life. Thank you, Jesus. He said, okay, let me see what he's going to do this time. Let me see what she's going to do this time. Oh, God help me. I'm going to let them get so much so to almost the end of the brink of death, till I'm going to reach in and snatch them back out. Well, after the way your son, that song, if you had to reach way down, Jesus would pick you up or lift you up if he has to reach way down. And sometimes we'll get to a place even like King Saul's son was in Lodabar. Oh, God, and David had to go get him. We get in Lodabar, and we feel like God has forgot all about us. We feel like we don't reign. We can't rest. We can't get no peace. We can't have no more joy because all this tragic stuff didn't happen to us. These folk dying all over the world. Okay, you got to understand something if you read the word and understand what Jesus was saying. He said, these things must need be before he come back. All them people trying to go back across the seas over there to Israel. All them folks trying to go back to Jerusalem. All the people trying to go back over across the borders to try to get back to their motherland, the homeland. He said, these people got to go back home before I come back. Thank you, God. That's why so many things are happening in the land. Rumors of wars. Wars that's going on in the home, outside the home, in the school. Oh, God, at the supermarket. Good God, I can't even go to the supermarket and sell a CD. Jesus was telling me, somebody trying to come kill me. What kind of sense did that make? Well, you got to understand, the Bible says it so very plain, and we got to catch it real good because the Holy Ghost opens up this
this revelation in this vision to let us see. He said the hearts of many shall wax cold in the last days. Even the church, even the saints, even the Christians, even the Christians, even the Christians will come trying to come back and turn back because their minds are so spit and spunt on what it was that they hoped for or was looking for, but it didn't come to pass just yet. That's what Habakkuk was telling God. Well, God said, hold on, let me straighten you up. I'm going to still show you that I'm going to make good on my promise. I'm going to make good on my word. I'm going to make good on the prophecy because what I do, I cannot lie. If I told you the three-headed dog in the corner, best believe if you look over there, you're going to see a three-headed dog. Thank you, Jesus, because everything I say is true. Everything I say is right. Everything I say is pure. Everything I say is lovely. Everything I do is just. Thank you, Jesus. He said, now who can turn my truth into a lie? No man. Thank you, God. He said, before I let that happen, Jesus, I will get rid of you and the lie that you told with it. Oh, Jesus. So he told Habakkuk. Habakkuk was talking about, Lord, the man is not upright within himself. Well, you got to check yourself before you wreck yourself. That's what he was trying to let him know. Well, Habakkuk, stand up and get yourself together. See, a lot of times when we look at people, we want to talk about them and down them and downplay them and talk about how their life is or how their life are. Thank you, Jesus. Or what they might have done to get in the position. It ain't about what they had did to get in the position. What you got to understand, you see this man, this woman that you went to school with some years ago, and everything looked like it was all to the good. Jesus, it looked like it was all for the all great. Man, ho, that was likely to make it. And what happened? They don't look like they made it. What's going on with them? Then you want to talk bad about them, but you don't even know how they soul really is. Oh, God. That's why he said, build up yourself on your most holiest faith. He said, "Help, be helpers one to another." Oh, God, building up each other and encouraging each other in love. Oh, God, esteeming your brother more highly than yourself or more highly than you ought to. Thank you, Jesus. Let every man be desirous of another man's gift. Jesus. Well, God, what do I need to give? What do I need to bring? Hold up, son. Hold up, woman. Hold up, daughter. Don't shut up your bowels of compassion. You don't know what they went through before they even got to where they are. Thank you, Jesus. And why does it even matter to you anyway? All I ask you to do is love of them. Be kind. Show compassion. Be concerned about the situation, but don't let yourself get caught up with the situation. Jesus, well, Lord, let me go to another book because I need to help y'all out even with that. Jesus, I want to go to Galatians. Let's go to Galatians. Let's go to Galatians. Jesus, Galatians, the fifth chapter, I think it is. Yes, it is. No, the sixth chapter. He said, the first verse, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Well, what do you mean, let thou also be tempted, preacher? Well, you got to understand, sir. He said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye who are spiritual. I can't come help you if my mind in the same place yours at. I'd be a hypocrite trying to tell you something right and I'm doing the same thing you're doing. Trying to tell you something right, and I ain't even came out of what I'm trying to come out of. And I'm still trying to push you and get you and snatch you out of what you are. And see, I'm going to bring it real close to home. You know how it is. You call your girlfriend, you call your partner, or your partner meet up with you. They come to the house, want to talk about yeah. First you start talking about how sister so-and-so was doing so-and-so, and you know that your sister needs some help. Instead of you talking, trying to edify and help and pray on through a fast for the woman, or y'all trying to get her to a place where God can pick her back up, raise her back up, y'all just all of a sudden start talking about it. Well, hold on. You called me, and I was trying to help you to tell you about what she needs to be doing and how we need to be doing for her. But all of a sudden, because I allowed you to continue to go on because something was in my heart to talk about that woman anyway, Jesus, then, okay, you clicked something in me and made my mind want to go where yours is. Oh, God. So, therefore, you have to be like David told Solomon, don't be like a flower amongst weeds. Oh, Jesus. Well, what you mean? Because that flower amongst we shall soon be snuffed out. Oh, God, because we choke out that which is good. And if you don't cultivate, oh, God, if you don't meditate, if you don't praise and fast, if you don't worship God the way you're supposed to, like Habakkuk was supposed to be doing instead of complaining, then these things come upon you to snuff you out and to devour you. He said you're like sheep sent out amongst wolves. Oh, God, Jesus. And everybody know wolves love sheep. Good God. Oh, God, not even just wolves, but hyenas, too. Not even just hyenas, but coyotes, too. Not even just coyotes, but lions, too. Jesus, even tigers and bears. Oh, my, they love sheep, too. And you got to understand the devil come what? As a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. What do you mean, seeking whom he may devour, preacher? Well, you got to understand it like this. Thank you, Jesus. He can't devour you unless you allow him to. Well, what do you mean? If my mind is stayed on God, thank you, Jesus. He said, if my mind is stayed on him, he'll keep me in perfect peace because I trust in him. Thank you, Jesus. Because I understand that he is my everlasting strength. That means he gives me the strength to fight the fight of faith. That means he gives me the strength to stand in spite of all that I'm dealing with. That means he gives me the strength to stand in the crumbling society. We see the world seem like it's going to hell in a handbasket with gasoline all around it. But God said, no, I would deliver you from out of all of that foolishness. I will take you and put you back up on that rock and establish your going. Jesus, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I, the Lord, shall, will, am, and is going to deliver you out of them all. Why? Because he told you in the word. Faith come by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God. So you got to read the word. You got to apply the word. You got to know the word. Thank you, Jesus. He that come to God must first believe that he what? Is. You got to get to the is part first. He is a what? A rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Jesus, the same thing he told us in, oh God, Psalm the first chapter. Good God, he told you to be the man, that woman. Oh God, to know that you're going to be the tree planted by the rivers of water. Bless, 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 and not curse, curse, curse. Jesus, because you're doing that which is right and holy in the sight of God, because you're presenting your body a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable, that you know the cause of worthiness while you're here. You know the value because you take an inventory of yourself, and you know that no man, nobody, no woman, no way can suck you out because of what you've done. Satan's still trying to use the timeline against you. Well, you know you're getting old, so you can't do this no more. You know you're getting old. You never did get to try that. Remember you want to go to the party? Remember you want to take a little this or a little that? Well, hold on. You need to get up out of my face. So you got to learn how to rebuke the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. You need to learn how to rebuke the devourer because he's coming as a lion. He is not a lion. He's just coming as one, roaring, talking, and running his mouth about stuff that ain't got nothing to do with you. David said it so very well, Psalms 131. He said, I will behave myself as a winged child, a child weaned of his mother. Thank you, God. I will not involve myself in matters that or measures that are too high for me. I don't have time for you and your wicked thinking. I don't have time for you and your idle foolish chit-chat because what your words don't mean nothing to me. Oh, God. Jesus, if it's not the oracles of God, if it's not the word of God, if it's not the holiness of God, I ain't got time for that foolishness. Thank you. Because I got a God to, oh, God, to glorify. I got a child to keep, a mandate to meet. And oh, God, and because God is holding me responsible. That I know that are right in front of me, the things that I know that are coming to me so they can come to pass, the thing that he's promised me. Now, God, dear, then I know that all I got to do is be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of God, not let my guard down so the devil can't come as a roaring lion, devour my mind. You know how it is with the prostitutes. Yes, God, and these young girls out here now, Jesus, you got the pedophiles all around, the rapists all around, trying to get into their mind, even the little boys all around. They're trying to tell them that, oh, God, you know, if it was up to me, you know, baby, I'd take care of you. I'd give you the money. I'll bless you with the shoes. I'd give you the little shirt. I'll give you a little money so you can go get your hair done. You know what I'm saying? Big Daddy going to take care of you. You know, even women out here raping little boys and raping little girls. Well, you know, if you just call me, baby, sugar, just call me. I'll take care of you. I'll give you what you need. I'll give you what, you know, that's how the devil do. He dangles stuff in your face, make you think that it's all to the good, make you think that it's, oh, God, that he's more prevalent over God, and that what he's offering you seems more, oh, God, sufficient than what God is, what God told, oh, God, Jesus, in the book, oh, God, Second Corinthians, he said, my grace is sufficient. Yes, God. So everything you ask me for, I'll take care of it. Oh, God, since you don't know that I've already done it, I'll just do a replay for you and show you that I'm going to do it for you again. The same God what right now is the same God back then. Yes, God, I open up my hand to satisfy everything concerning your life. Jesus, if you just give me another chance, give me one more second, give me another day, I promise you I'm going to bless you like never before. Thank you, Jesus, if you just keep my charge. Oh, God, help me. If you just keep up with the mandate that I've given you over your life. Thank you, Jesus. I've got God. I'm not living for Foster. I'm living for y'all. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not living for Foster. I'm living for my children. I'm not living for Foster, but I'm living for my fiance. Amen. Yes, God. I'm not living for Foster. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm living for, oh, Kamahashia, Talahosia. Everybody that God put in my way. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I know that God is blessed. I know that God is going to keep. I know that God is going to wash away all of the sins and wash away all of the tears because I know how to pray. Thank you, God. He's the will of God. What is the will of God? Let his mind be in me, God, which was also in Christ Jesus. Yes, Lord. There is therefore now no condemnation unto me because I am in Christ. And because I'm in Christ, I'm a new creature. And all things, I'm sorry, have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. See, I got to learn how to open up my eyes to the Word so the Word can illuminate my mind. Thank you, God. Oh, God, the scales got to fall off some kind of way. Oh, Jesus, well, what about when I need a push? Well, you need to open up your Word and push yourself sometimes. Thank you, Jesus. Mama ain't going to always be around. Dad ain't going to always be around. Thank you, Jesus. Aunties, uncles ain't going to always be around. Brothers and sisters ain't going to always be around. Pastors and husband and wife ain't going to always be around. So God said, look to me from which cometh your help, because all your help, thank you, Jesus, come from the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, which made what? Heaven and earth, because I am one of the people in the sheep of his pastor. I'm entering into this gate with thanksgiving. I'm entering into this court with praise. I'm giving God the hallelujah he wants. I'm giving God the hallelujah he deserves. I'm giving God the glory that I need for him to have, because it all belongs to him. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. They can sing a song. They belong to God. They belong to God. All the glory, all the honor, and oh God, all the Obahashatolohosia, all the praise all day, it belongs to God. So because I know that it belongs to God, thank you, Jesus, and because he's giving me this charge, yes, God, to keep up with and this mandate to meet, yes, God, then he is and will and shall be glorified for the great things, the good things that he's done for my life. Yes, God, I'm not worried about what the next man got. I'm not looking at how the next woman is going to get what she's trying to get. I'm more, oh God, concerned with what I'm doing for God and magnifying God and praising God. Thank you, Jesus. Because God said, if you don't, oh God, keep up with me. Thank you, God, you'll forever be lost. And I don't want none of my children to suffer loss at any cost. Thank you, Jesus. He said, if you do what's pleasing unto me, oh God, I will make sure all your enemies be up under your feet. Good God, today. And not just only that, thank you. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And because you keep my commandments, my command is to bless you and not curse you. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord. This is Elder Apostle, whatever you want to call me, Foster. Yes, signing out. Yes, Lord, for this broadcast. I love y'all. I pray that God bless you and continue to keep you in all of your ways. Thank you and God bless. We'll talk next Sunday. God bless.